It's on right now, Mike. It's on. The Hitman. Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 6. You know you were thinking it podcast. This is Armand, no D, joined by Big D with the D, and we got Zoe and Barnsey today. A couple topics we're going to be talking about today include our Rodozio trip, the gay guy massacre, and the buffet, our favorite buffet of all time. So I guess we'll start off where we didn't start off last week. I would like to formally apologize. You know, I think last week we decided to skip out on the podcast, mostly due to me. I was extremely hungover last week, and that had a lot to do with, you know, me having 18 beers within a span of about 4 hours. And then going back to the casino after I hit on my parlay.
That's a normal day for Daryl.
Winning $100 and then walking up. Walking up into the roulette table, putting $100 on red, and then hitting that. Now, one thing I'll say, I know in the podcast in the past we've talked about how drunk we are. I remember I walked up to the ATM machine at the casino. And
you tried to put your dick inside of it.
No, I tried to draw some
money out.
No. I tried to draw some money out, and I put my pen in. And meanwhile, you know, I'm so drunk. I mean, I'm really fucked up at this point. And there's this janitor, this nice old lady comes up to me. And I just remember looking at her. And she kind of, like, you know, says, "Hey, what's going on, honey?" And I just looked at her. You ever been so drunk you can't even fucking talk, right? And she said, "What's going on?" And I honest to God, don't even know what the fuck I was trying to say. All I know, it wasn't a complete sentence. She said, "Well, what's going on?" And I was like,
"That's how I talk every day."
I said, "Well, I was trying to draw out $40, and I thought about it. I didn't know the PIN number, and I think I know the PIN." And meanwhile, I'm just asking this bitch to please get the fuck away from me. Because for a 75-year-old chick, yeah, she was all right.
It's all right. Can't run from you.
But my long story short,
and
on
no
that,
teeth.
No teeth. She was beautiful.
Definitely.
And one thing that pissed me off was because I was like, "I don't know what's going on," or I thought that's what I said. She said, "I'll wait for you here at the ATM." I come back 15 minutes later, the bitch was gone. So I don't know if she got $40 or what. I mean,
did your card come back out?
Yeah, it was $400, turns out. But she's a little bit richer. But on my behalf, I would like to apologize to the fans, because I know you were looking forward to it, and I know you were thinking it.
They were probably calling in.
They were, and our lines were off. But I guess that's the perfect transition, since we were off, to one of our favorite fights. Barnsey really enjoys
this. I thought
this.
We were going to talk about Rodozio. Yeah.
Well,
what was your favorite part of it?
Oh, Rodozio?
Yeah.
Me personally, you guys should go. I've been talking a lot.
I would
my
say.
My favorite part was Big D Salad.
Yeah.
That salad, they got the best salad bar there. I went there, you know, they all eat this steak and the ham and that.
Because that's what it's for.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Brazilian steakhouse.
I go there for the salad bar. I went up there twice for the salad. It
$25
was
salad.
$25 worth of salad.
Let's just talk about Big D, his dessert. Yeah. Do you remember what he walked up there for and he got?
No.
I think he got olives.
Yeah. He got olives.
Olives and strawberries or watermelon. Olives and watermelon.
Yep. What a fucking freak.
At a Brazilian steakhouse.
He's a freak. He's an absolute freak. But what I'll tell you, speaking of freaks.
Oh, man. I tell you, that ribeye was awesome.
Fuck the ribeye. Fuck the meat. Fuck the salad. Let's talk about what we were all thinking. You know you were thinking it. And we were talking about it during the time we were there. I mean, Zoe, help me out here, man. Set the table here for me. I mean, there was a absolute freak working at Rodozio. You can't have an upscale restaurant and have some fucking freak show working, walking around.
So this is what happened. All I saw from my vantage point is the guy walked up to the buffet, the salad bar, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it, and he grabbed a bowl. I don't know what he put in there.
Nothing. But he didn't put anything in there.
He grabbed something, put something in there, maybe not, was walking by every table and just looking underneath the table.
Underneath the table.
I don't know if he was looking at people's shoes, feet,
cocks,
dicks. Yes. I have no idea.
He was definitely looking at LeBlanc's cock.
LeBlanc. I'll tell you this. I mean, this guy's a freak
was,
show.
Was Kenny there?
Well, they don't know who Kenny is.
Kenny was but there, and he definitely would have been looking at that.
This dude was about 6'3", weighed about, what, a buck and a quarter?
Maybe.
I mean, dude was an absolute freak, and he had this smirk on his face.
And he was getting down low to look.
Yeah. He was bending down out of his way to look below the table. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you looking at?
You're not looking at nothing.
And he wasn't looking for a table number because he was looking at every table as he went by.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Dude was a freak. All in all, though, to hit on Big D's point, who's wearing navy on navy today that I just realized. He looks like an absolute fucking Walmart freak right now. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Look at the sweatshirt.
And it's a twisted tee sweatshirt,
dude.
That's got a pouch in the front.
Yeah. That pouch is for my beer. Holding one in here and drinking the other one. Yeah. Look like a kangaroo. You know what I'm saying?
No. I don't know what you're saying. All I know is you're wearing navy on navy.
All right, hold on.
No, don't you? Oh my God, dude.
Oh, that's there, dude.
He I just took his shirt off.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
Now he's wearing Under Armour and Nike.
That's one thing you don't do.
New Balance shoes.
That guy's
a walking billboard right now.
Plus Duluth underwear.
That guy's trying to get some deals here.
We definitely don't want to see that, especially after 2 weeks ago on those comments. We're not getting any sponsors.
Maybe.
I mean, Jesus.
Maybe they're all our sponsors now.
Jesus Christ.
Right. What about the Duluth Parmesan sirloin?
You know, that was a sleeper for me because, you know, whenever we go to the Brazilian steakhouse, I'm not a traditional, you know, chicken guy. I don't know. I don't go there for the chicken. And like Barnsey said, we go there for the dark meat.
The dark meat.
And we actually, well, we won't get into that. you know, and I really enjoyed the sirloin. Sirloin was great. The ribeye, like Big D said, was incredible. They had like a buffalo chicken. What was that?
Sweet and sour chicken. Spicy sour.
Wait a second.
We're there for the dark meat.
Sweet and sour. Speaking of sweet and sour, let's transition into our next topic. Our favorite buffets, which, I mean, we think about this all the time. I mean, what's your favorite lunch or dinner thing? You know, buffets. You like to go there, eat as much as you can, feel like shit afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And look, on the way home from Rodizio, we were all feeling like shit. I don't care what anybody says.
But we did stop for pies and pints on the way home.
Yeah, we did. We did have each a slice of pizza on the way home.
And beer.
Yeah, but what we were just kind of thinking of, what's your favorite, you know, buffet of all time?
I'll tell you, for the price...
You jumped on this.
I'm jumping all over. For the price.
I know what he's going to say. Yeah. Let me say it. Does everybody know? Because yeah. I know.
Mike knows. Ponderosa.
Oh, Ponderosa.
Their buffet is awesome.
Well, explain what Ponderosa is.
It's a steakhouse. They got steak. You know me.
They got steak. They got the whole thing. He gets a salad.
That's yeah.
Right. Go with
they
that.
They got the chicken wings, the mashed potatoes. They got the whole nine yards.
Nah,
my all-time favorite with David's buffet. Yeah, it's an old-timer one.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, a Ponderosa is a poor man's fucking golden curry.
That's what I'm saying. Well, how much is it?
Well, how much is it? Lay it out.
It's like $12.99.
Yeah. $12.99.
But at Golden Corral, it's like $15.99. Why wouldn't you just go there?
I agree. You can get... Okay, you get a steak. Great.
Golden Corral's more than that.
I don't know if it is. I don't think it is. Maybe,
I don't think so.
What, $17?
It is if you get a drink.
Do you see all those people going in there?
Yeah, I see them walking out with the
pockets. I like some Golden Corral, too.
They're not exactly the high rollers going in the Golden Corral.
It's good entertainment.
Yeah, it is good.
It's typically people that look like Big D. Blue, navy blue.
Navy on navy blue.
What? What are you talking about?
I mean, this is bullshit. No, one of my favorites is, I mean...
Freshest Breakfast Bar.
Okay.
That's a buffet.
No,
we can't go there.
I mean, that's cool and that's fine. I think I hear a cop siren. Does anyone hear that?
That's a baby crying.
Okay. I'm so sorry. No, I like the Chinese buffet. Any Chinese buffet, simply because we got dogs ruining the podcast. I mean, this is just, you know you're thinking it. Why else would you listen? I really like the element of surprise at the Asian buffets because whenever you walk in, it's like you're watching these people going in and out of the kitchen, and you look back there, and you don't want to.
No, you don't look to it. I look back there. I see a couple cats and dogs.
No,
there.
You do.
And rats.
Mainly the things rats. But you look back there, and you see it's all slimy and greasy and moldy. But that's kind of the fun of it, right? That's kind of like, oh, shit, I might get fucking chlamydia. I might get the best fucking meat stick I've ever had. You know what I mean?
Some fried rice.
Some fried rice on there, too. I mean, I love...
I don't eat that shit.
You don't like Asian buffets, Barney?
I don't like Asian
food, buffets. Period.
Yeah.
Buffets, period.
Okay. Well, that's fair. So, Golden Corral...
I would say Golden Corral is my favorite, but I do think... hold on.
Okay.
There's this place called the Giant Crab in Myrtle Beach,
number one.
Yeah, South Carolina. That would be the number one.
Yeah.
Talk about difference between Ponderosa and that. Yeah. That's $38.
Yeah.
Ponderosa, maybe $10.
And Rodizio, $25.
Yeah.
So nice median. You got the Golden Corral and then the King Crab or whatever the fuck you were talking about.
Giant Crab.
And then fucking, you know, you got
Rodizio. His name's Tommy if you care.
I don't care. I don't care about Tommy.
Yeah. I know they got the good crab legs there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Azu.
You don't drink that Azu like it's coffee.
No, that's not his name.
Barnsey's leaving the room. Oh, he's
I don't know
he's getting
his
the
name
dog.
Is anymore.
I just got a quick thing to say about Zoe right now. Is anybody noticing anything different about Zoe? What is this?
Oh,
what is
he
doing here?
Oh, yeah, my goodness. A little silver.
Do you need a razor?
Well, Barnsey, I'm glad you mentioned
the
that.
The hair on his chest is now connected to the hair.
Look at this.
Yeah, but the hair on his chest is now connected to his neck. His chin.
He's got chest hair connected to his neck beard into his real beard.
This is getting ridiculous. Now, the guy's letting himself go.
Real women
so,
love beards.
If you're tired... Which leads us into our sponsor of the podcast. If you're tired of having this chest hair and this taint hair and this ball hair, this neck beard, we're sponsored this week by Manscaped. Manscaped, the best grooming tool you could ever have. Right now, use code You Know It for 10% off your purchase on over $50 or more. They have a great bundle deal right now. You get the
taint trimmer,
three blades and a refillable capsule.
I know there's 56, one person in this group that needs it right now.
$56, $10 off coupon and free shipping. And free shipping.
I
gotta get the sponsor and free shipping. Use the code You Know It for
10% off. That was a great read.
Yeah. So go off topic,
so
Big
D. We're going off topic today. We talked on the way home last week.
LeBond.
I already know what he's going to want to talk about.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's
talk
go.
About
the massage thing.
Massage, yeah.
Because he fucking fantasizes about it.
Yeah, okay.
He does.
Well, what's the question?
Massage.
Have you guys ever had a massage?
Yes.
Have you?
No.
How did it go for each of you that have had
the happy ending is amazing.
Okay, the happy
really
ending.
I didn't get that. I wanted it.
I mean,
from Mercedes.
It was
Mercedes
fun.
Was her name. That's a true story.
It kind of feels a little invasive, but you feel good afterwards.
So, guy or girl?
Both. Always girl.
You got to get the deep tissue massage. I mean, at first it kind of hurts, but when they get down in there and really, get that.
Mm. There's only one person. Black is the only one.
Nah. Armand, you've never gotten one, so. Nah. We need to take you and D together.
Sex
do,
me up.
You and D could do the...
D?
You and Zoe? You and Zoe could do the
massage.
Couple massage.
I'd hold his hand.
Yeah.
I would love to hold his hand while
I
get
penetrated. It's kind of invasive. I want to pick the person.
Nah, that's the thing I'd like too. You know, I'd pay an additional $10 to $15 if I could actually see the person. You know, see what their skills are.
Yeah.
And just kind of see what they're all about.
It's almost like a strip club. You know what I mean? If you want a lap dance, you want to be able to pick the person.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to pay $20
well,
and then
pick
have...
Mercedes, because she was smoking.
Yeah, and then have some fucking weirdo come out. I mean, no. This is what... And then Big D's gone now. I don't know where the fuck he's going. He's either got a shit... Here's one thing I'll tell you about Big D. And this is off topic, too. Big D, and this is something I don't want to talk about with him here, so I'll try to get it out before he comes back out. He does his shit solid, and here he comes back.
In years.
So let's talk about one thing I really wanted to get into.
Oh, the fight.
The fight. The big fight.
We're not talking about MMA either.
No boxing either. No boxing.
This was
Barnsey. Do you have the Twitter handle of the...
It's just Best Fights.
Best Fights. That's the Twitter
it's
handle.
On there.
At Best Fights.
Yep.
You can go find it on there if you want to look it up. But it's been all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over social
YouTube.
Media. Yeah, anyway, everywhere. There was this gay gentleman probably his high school setting, right?
Yeah, it was in a classroom.
What about freshman, sophomore year?
I would say freshman, sophomore. They look young.
Yeah, younger dude.
Big D, could you help us out on that?
No, that's a little too old for me.
There you go. Okay. Well, Manscaped, thank you for the sponsorship. 10%, you know it. So we were watching this video before we hopped on the pod here. There was this gentleman who was clearly a homosexual, and there was another high school. This is fucking crazy.
I feel like we're at a playground.
I know. We said, let's go outside. It'll be more calm. And we got three dogs
at the
going crazy.
SPCA adopting dogs.
SPCA. SPCA.
Here comes your...
Use code. Money. You know you were thinking it for 10%.
Free dog.
We're adopting dogs. We're here doing that.
So there was this, you know...
That one high just school. Caught a lizard.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, there was this gentleman in high school. He was being called a faggot. And he stood up for himself, which I really enjoy. And he actually open hand slapped him. It was a good, clean, you know, slap. Which,
kind of a stereotype.
Yeah, it's a kind of a stereotype. I mean, if you missed it, you know you were thinking it. You probably were thinking that the gay guy lost, right? No. He stood up for himself. He stood tall. And we were all just kind of amazed about, you know, how this guy really carried himself. You know, really stood up for himself verbally, and then followed up with that open hand slap.
I'm just kind of wondering, how did it start? Like, who got up first? Who got up out of their chair first?
Well, I think the gay guy called his bluff.
I do too.
Because, you know, you see a gay guy.
He probably did the macho man. He probably stood up and did the macho man.
Yeah, he probably did.
Like, come get some.
Yeah.
Now, here's one thing I'll say. I mean, there's. Yeah.
We got something to talk about. We do got something to talk about, speaking of the Macho Man. But go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Barnes.
You would have appreciated this.
Well, go ahead.
There's a time that me, Zoe, and another guy, we were in Price Hill Chili, one of the all-time...
Staples.
Yeah, of Price Hill.
Fine establishment.
Yep.
We're sitting at a table, and there's a guy, about 15 feet away? Looks deadlocked on... Macho Man.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're young.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 30-something. They're young.
Young. Young.
Yeah.
So relative. We start doing the Macho Man.
Mm-hmm.
Slim Jim. You know, step into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the dude, I mean, you're not going to be able to see what I'm doing because, you know, we're not on air.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
all of a sudden, he's telling us, let's go. He's going like this to us.
Oh, he's saying, bring it on.
Come get some.
Yeah. Come get some.
He's saying, bring it on.
What do you think Double us hands. Three big badasses did?
Got up and
ran
left.
Out the kitchen.
We went out the back door
one by one.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's a true story.
Wow. And how long ago was that? Was the Macho Man still alive at the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because we thought it was.
It was probably about
20 years
17,
ago.
Yeah. 18
okay.
years ago.
Okay. 15. No, he was dead.
Yeah, 15.
Oh, no. He was alive.
He was about 15.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, okay.
You're probably right about 20.
Price Hill Chili, a staple, another sponsor. No discounts, but they're a sponsor.
They don't give discounts.
But a big parlay bet for me this week. Before we got to wrap it up, we're almost at the 20-minute mark here.
Yep.
I got a big parlay bet, put $10 on this.
Not looking good. Arizona's struggling.
Looking great. It's going to hit. I got the Rams, -4.5. I got Arizona, +4.5. I got, who else do I have?
I don't know.
If
you don't know, we don't know.
We got
great parlay.
I got two other games that I wish I could tell you about. Seattle. I got Seattle.
I got Seattle +6.
I got Seattle -6.
The game of the week is Miami +10.5. That's the game of the week.
The game of the week is 10.5.
Lock of the week.
The lock of the week. The Big D lock of the week because he's going to jail next week.
Final lock up.
Final thoughts around the horn. Barnsey, you're first.
No, I gotta go last.
Zoe, you're first.
More people need to stand up for themselves in the classroom setting.
Yes. Big D, closing.
This is your favorite buffet.
And no discounts. Barnsey.
Somebody buy Zoe a razor. I'm tired of looking at it.
Use code. You know it. 10% off. Manscaped.com. This is my closing statement. Thank you, guys.
Let's go eat some turkey.
We're about to go eat some turkey. There's
turkey.
Two pounds of turkey. On that son of a bitch. This is the baddest motherfucker, Armand! And I'm here to say, if you don't listen to it, you know you were thinking it, you're a faggot bitch like the guy in the classroom!